and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Lusaka mayor explains reasons behind poor CDF performance. Bankers Association says Zambia on track to hit 1 million metric tons of copper production targets this year. Macron says France will recognize Palestinian state. To present the news, I'm Lucibilo Gondwe. Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala has attributed the poor performance of Lusaka in utilizing the Constituency Development Plan CDF to frequent contract cancellations due to non-delivery of goods and services. This follows concerns raised by Local Government Minister Gift Sialuvalo through Ministry Permanent Secretary Nicholas Piri on the low utilization of CDF, warning that the province risks facing consequences if it does not improve its CDF utilization. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Chitangala has acknowledged that Lusaka province has not performed well in utilizing CDF. However, she has clarified that Lusaka district, which is one of the seven districts making up the province, performed extremely well in the first half of the year compared to previous years.
The province includes Luangwa up to Chilanga. But if we're going to talk about Lusaka district, we've really improved. There's a difference with Lusaka province. Lusaka province means all the seven districts. But when we talk about the district itself, we've really improved a lot. And in the beginning, I would actually say we had issues with probably contractors or the people that were awarded desks couldn't deliver. So we had to go back and start, like cancellation of the contracts and then giving other people and then also looking into all those hiccups that came with procurement. But as for now, the district, as of Lusaka, we've really improved. So when you talk about province, you're talking about all the seven.
Bankers Association of Zambia President Leonard Mwanza is confident that Zambia is on track to achieve government's 2025 copper production target of 1 million metric tons, following a 30% increase in output recorded in the first quarter of the year. Mr. Mwanza says the surge in production will significantly increase copper export volumes and in turn boost mining sector tax contributions to add a positive impact on the broader economy in the second half of the year. He has also pointed to other economic indicators showing positive momentum, including a continued decline in mill meal and fuel prices, alongside the effects of a bumper harvest that has helped ease inflationary pressures. Mr. Mwanza tells Phoenix News that a stable macroeconomic outlook is essential for the banking sector to effectively support both productive activities and household needs through increased lending and financial services. He has further reaffirmed the banking industry's commitment to working with government and stakeholders to sustain economic growth and support key sectors driving national development.
I think the key positive thing we need to take note is that the first quarter results reported a very good jump in terms of copper production. It went up by 30%, and likewise, this pushed up the taxes that were paid to government in terms of mineral royalties and indeed corporate taxes and other taxes from the mining sector. So the projection around hitting 1 million metric tons looks within reach, given the fact that just in the first quarter we added 30%.
Patriotic Front Information and Publicity Chairperson Emmanuel Mwamba says the party will never forgive its Mafinga Member of Parliament, Robert Chavinga, even if he was to apologize for the mess he has created within the former ruling party. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwamba has accused Mr. Chavinga of undermining democracy and the rule of law, alleging that he's being sponsored by the ruling government to destabilize the PF. He insisted that PF has no internal wrangles, but rather is under political attack as it has been completely hijacked by government through the sponsoring of Mr. Chavinga. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwamba has welcomed the summoning of Mr. Chavinga by the police over threats directed at him and political commentator Dr. Sishua Sishua, and has further called on the police to equally summon and investigate Community Development Minister Doreen Mwamba in relation to a recently leaked audio recording.
There's a big issue of the audio, so the police should cast their net wider beyond Emmanuel Mwamba and Dr. Sishua Sishua and look at these developments.
No, this is not a matter of forgiveness. These are serious matters. This is an attack on the rule of law. This is an attack on democracy by the force of President Hakainde Hichilema and his stooges. So it is very clear this is a very serious matter. It's not about forgiveness at all. And they want to allege that these are internal problems of the PF. They are not. They are sponsored and they've hijacked completely the Patriotic Front.
The House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Chongo has welcomed government's decision to allow traditional leaders form an independent body to oversee land and succession disputes in Zambia. Last month, government challenged traditional leaders in the country to constitute an independent body to oversee land and succession wrangles, as they are well vested with knowledge regarding the two issues. In an interview with Phoenix News, Chief Chongo stated that traditional leaders are ready to take on this task and announced that a meeting will be held in October to map out a roadmap for addressing the numerous land and succession wrangles currently affecting various chiefdoms. The traditional leaders, his chiefs, have welcomed government's move to empower them in managing land and succession issues, stating that this has been long overdue. He has emphasized that collaborative efforts between government and traditional leaders will address critical issues impacting chiefdoms, pointing out that many succession wrangles, including land disputes, have dragged on for years.
What we needed was government backing so that we can sort out these issues. We have already asked the clerk of the House of Chiefs to quickly call for a meeting. As chairperson, I've asked her to call for a meeting early next month for what we call the Standing Committee of the House of Chiefs, so that urgently, before the House of Chiefs, a full sitting comes the end of October, somewhere there, the Standing Committee, which comprises of a member from each province headed by the chairperson, would have already sat, so that we quickly now make a roadmap. Already we have a lot of other succession wrangles already on my table as chairperson, so those will now be tabled.
In global news, France will officially recognize a Palestinian state in September, President Emmanuel Macron has said, which will make it the first G7 nation to do so. In a post on X, Macron said the formal announcement would be made at a session of the UN General Assembly in New York. Palestinian officials welcomed Macron's decision, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the move rewards terror following Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. The U.S. strongly rejects Macron's announcement, the Secretary of State Marco Rubio said. He says the decision is reckless. We monitor the BBC for details in this story and also for other global stories.
President Macron has announced that France will officially recognize a Palestinian state in September. It would be the first major Western power to do so. The Israeli Prime Minister said the planned move amounted to a reward for terror. The United States has joined Israel in recalling its negotiators from the Gaza ceasefire talks in Doha. The U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff accused Hamas of failing to act in good faith. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Israelis have taken part in demonstrations in Tel Aviv to demand an end to the war in Gaza. Thailand says 14 people were killed during border clashes with Cambodia on Thursday. The Cambodian authorities have given no details of casualties on their side.
We'll take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new flight for radio.
And our business news.
The Business News is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
Policy Monitoring and Research Center, PMRC Executive Director,